Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 31st of July. Starting off with Seven Digital, where you can see that the shares have broken out of quite troublesome neckline resistance there towards 0.3 pence. There were like three or four failures post-March, which was not helpful. But the good news is after several false dawns, the breakout should be all the more strong in terms of the upside and the speed. Projected target here up to 0.8 pence, the top of that rising trend channel from January, which obviously retests the peak of January while we hold above 0.3 pence. Afritin is next, and here we've got a stock which gave us a rather nasty false dawn with that bull trap through the 200-day moving average at 2.6 pence. At that time, at the end of June, we then had a bear trap below the 50-day moving average earlier this month, just to keep people on their toes. And so you would imagine a bit like the other false dawn story, the rougher the ride before the breakout, the more certain the breakout will be. And one would assume that an end of day close above March resistance, June resistance at 2.84 pence, should take the shares quite quickly towards the top of that rising trend channel from last September, up to 4.75 pence over the next month or 6 weeks. Stop loss and end of day close back below the 200-day moving average, currently at 2.46 pence. The next stock is a bit of an enigma, some M&A rumours associated with it a couple of weeks back, but hasn't really done much since. What is interesting, though, is in the last charting call, the suggestion was that one would wait for either a break of the 50-day line or a break of that June resistance line. That June resistance line now down to 179. The 50-day line was never broken. That's at 188. But break of 179 and that June line, either intraday or end of day or end of week, could be the trigger for a move towards the top of the trend channel from March up to £2.60 over the next 2 to 4 weeks if the shares get momentum back. The useful thing, probably the most useful thing about the whole thing here, is that we've had two or three probes towards 160, so an end of day close back below 160, a useful stop. In fact, even just a stop loss just below that level probably would do the trick for Callison. Next up, Eternity Networks, if I can get the words out of my mouth. Here you can see that we've just broken that falling wedge from April at 14 pence, end of day or end of week close above that, and the shares could head back towards 25 pence, which is the top of the, or rather the bottom of the gap down from June. That's back to the ideas backed by bullish divergence in the RSI window and a bit better volume as well on the buy side. Stop loss obviously back below 11 or 12 pence at the most. Eve makes a return here today, Eve Sleep, largely on the basis that the people were bleating about how wonderful it was during the March and June period. March and June period, the shares didn't do anything at all, but they have finally come up trumps, breaking the 200-day line earlier in the month and rising with rising bull flags, which looks very strong indeed. Target here was previously 4p, now you can stretch it up to 5 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from October, and that's valid why we hold above yesterday's floor at 2.75 pence on an end of day close basis. Stock which is rather enigmatic and continues to be an interesting one on a technical perspective as well is Mitotech Pharma. You can see that the shares, or at least the price action of the shares in terms of the pattern, has resembled a heart trace monitor, I think, over recent months, with these sharp rallies and then straight back down again. The view at this stage is that we have made multiple support tests, successful ones so far at 30 pence after the latest spike. And while we're above that and the 20-day moving average at 30 pence, there could be further gains. If you're looking for a buy trigger, an end of day close above 35 pence, 2 day resistance could be the thing to look out for. On to a less difficult situation, we hope. Origo Partners have broken that line of resistance from June and the 50 day moving average at 0.15 pence. While we're above that, looking for a Late March resistance line projection up to 0.35 pence plus. Obviously, the stop loss back below a recent 0.1 pence lows. Don't normally look at the larger companies here, but Pets at Home getting a boost, obviously, from people staying at home with their furry friends and allegedly working. Current situation here is really, it's a highlight basically on the risk reward or the technical setup with recent support from April to 279. And while we're above that on an end of day close basis, looking for the top of a February price channel at 375 over the next few weeks. Piraeus had its update today and shares look reasonably stable. Was looking at covering the stock over the last couple of days, but just missed out. Here we've got a break of that late June resistance line and the 20-day moving average of 3.25 pence. That's so far holding. But the overall pattern here is that while we're above 3 pence and the floor of that rising trend channel from August, we could see further upside up to the top of the channel at 7 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Those who are cautious on the shares maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average, currently at 3.7 pence as a momentum trigger. Also been meaning to cover the next stock for a while. This is Sylvania Platinum. Shares here requested by a loyal ShareTalk viewer or listener. What we've got here is a overall rising trend channel from February based at the 200-day moving average at 42 pence. While we're above that, looking for the top of the channel up towards 85 pence. The only issue at the moment is that we need to break post-May resistance around 52 pence. So an end-of-day close or a weekly close above that should be the trigger for a move up towards the top of the channel. Going on to a mining stock, which is buzzing at the moment, Thor Mining. Beautiful spike here. I think I covered it a few days ago. Can't quite remember, but doesn't really matter now. View at this stage is at least while we're above that 0.45 pence initial June peak, we're looking for a target at the top of the December rising trend channel as high as 1 penny over the next month or so. Another gold play, which is difficult to resist, is Trans-Siberian. Here we just we had this, it was a strange pattern here with this triangle. Finally broke the triangle earlier this week at 99 pence. I've been sort of dancing around it, around the broken resistance line since then. But at least while we're above the uptrend line from March at 94 pence, we're looking for further upside and an eventual move up to the top of the January trend channel as high as £1.60. So hopefully over the next 2 to 3 months. So above 94, up to 160 there. Couldn't resist finishing off with Tiziana. I think you might have seen my tweet saying that the equivalent price for the UK stock as compared to the American would be £2.80 rather than £2.20. But we had the tree shake move yesterday down to the uptrend line from July and bounced quite sharply. At least while we're above the the initial July resistance for the shares at £2.10, looking for a move to the top of that triangle, the top of that trend channel rather at £2.80, which would then hopefully take the shares up to their fair value versus the American stock. That's it from me today. Join me again next week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.